State workers are poised to receive their first base pay raises in more than 4 years. Governor Steve Bullock announced a deal this week with unions detailing how $116 million provided by the legislature for pay hikes is going to be split up. The pay increases that will go into effect starting the 1st of July, provided state agencies and the unions all ratify the deal. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce tells us it's a different story for employees of the Montana University system.
Governor Steve Bullock's budget director, Dan Villa, says this pay deal is a long time coming.
It helps make up some lost ground. We value the work that our Montana state employees do to make sure that our economy continues to roll, maintaining our streets, ensuring public safety, and this raise is part of our commitment to that partnership.
Montana public employees voluntarily froze their wages in 2009 to help secure state funding as the recession started. They did then ask for a raise in 2011, which the legislature rejected, and lawmakers also rejected the first proposal for raises brought forward in 2013, a plan negotiated between unions and former Governor Brian Schweitzer, and then supported by Governor Bullock. This plan would have given state employees a 5% raise each of the next 2 years. Instead, lawmakers cut a quarter of the funding from that plan and sent the remaining $116 million back to the governor's office for renegotiation with unions, putting special attention on low-income earners. Villa says the deal reached with the unions gives employees a 3% raise starting in July and then another 5% raise starting in November 2014. Villa describes it as a fair deal for the money they had, since it gives a raise as soon as possible.
But it also represents moving a date in the second year so that we can maximize the amount of money in the long term that goes into our employees' pockets.
Villa says the deal also honors legislators' request for greater emphasis on low-income earners through full funding of what they're calling the blue-collar pay plan. It's an increase of 92 cents an hour this year and 97 cents an hour in 2014 for workers like carpenters and other tradespeople. They are the only employee group whose pay raise plan did not get cut from what it was at the start of the legislature. But the big pay deal announced this week does not apply to the employees of Montana's public colleges and universities. Out of the $116 million total pay plan bill, $19 million went to the Montana University system for raises and benefit increases for roughly 5,000 employees. But the negotiations on how to divvy up that $19 million happened between the State Board of Regents and the 25 different employee unions in the university system. Those talks are still ongoing. Associate Commissioner of Higher Education Kevin McCray says the $19 million is also not as much as they were originally expecting, but he says the university system is grateful.
It is, in our view, a meaningful appropriation that will allow us to pursue some meaningful improvements in compensation for faculty and staff.
McCray says they will try to get close to the size of raises reached by the governor's office, but they will not be able to get all the way there.
We always are funded a little bit differently than typical executive branch agencies. That's always the case. It is again.
He says the regents may also pursue using some of the money given for recruitment and retention efforts. McCray expects university negotiations with the different unions to last through much of the summer. He says whatever the university system raises end up being, they will likely not go into effect until the beginning of October. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.